Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition political parties, especially the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, ahead of general elections later this year. 26 members of the Nelson Chamisa-led opposition party, including a minor, remain in custody tonight after they were arrested at a private residence in Budiriro over the weekend while holding an internal party meeting, which the CCC says did not require them to notify the police. Those arrested include members of Parliament Amos Chibaya of Mkoba constituency and Costa Machinga Uta representing Budiriro, who handed himself over to the police today. Police rounded up the opposition supporters while hunkering down at Machingauta's residence. The accused activists were back in court today with lawyers from the organization Justice for Children making an application for the minor to be tried separately. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Kulaba sekeli baleli bandla abangamashumi amabili lasithupha ababotshwe ngempela viki ngemva kokutholakala besenza umhlangano wabo endlini yomeli we-CCC eBudiriro, uMnumzana Costa Machinga Uta, yena obotshwe namuhla. Abanye ababoshiweyo bagoqela umeli weMkhoba ePhalamende, uMnumzana Amos Chibaya. Kwazwayi batereri beStudio 7, nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa zvakanyanya kwenhengo dzeCCC. Nasi nhengo dzebato iri 26 dzanga dziri kumatare zvichitevera kusungwa kwadzo nemugovera dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano usiri pamutemo kumba yemumiriri weBudiriro mudare reParamende vaCosta Machinga Uta. CCC inoti nhengo dzayo dziri kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. The SADC Lawyers Association is also blasting the Zimbabwe government today after a lawyer representing the CCC members, Uzai Kadzere, was beaten up and then arrested by police. One of the attorneys representing the minor, Pamela Musima, had this to say.
So Justice for Children ndapinda tikamirira mwana, but mutemo wedu uri kuta remwana harifanirwi kupabhulishwa kuisa panoitwa nyaya yemwana koti inofanirwa kupiriwa in English the gallery should be cleared. So taita application yekuti gallery ipiriwe. Yesterday nyaya yakatotongwa munhu wese arimo, but nhasi takasvika tabva tati gallery ngari kiriwe. So application iyoyo ndiyo yazopedzisira yaita kuti nyaya ipostpone kuenda mangwana because vamwe vese 24 vane konzero yekuti vatongwe vanhu vese varimo nekuti vanhu vakuru, but for vana vadiki zvinovapa troma, zvinovapa kuti even masita avo asvibiswe kana vakatongwa makazara vanhu, nekuti hatizivi vari kutora mapikicha, hatizivi vari kutora umbo. Saka kazhinji kazhinji mutemo wedu unoti vana nyaya dzavo dzinotongwa kana vanhu vakawanda. Saka basically ndo zvataita mukati mezuva ranhasi, taita application yekuti gallery ikiriwe kana kuti paitwe separation of power. Separation of power kungoti nyaya ngaitongwe mwana pake ega, vanhu vakuru 24 vari pauri. Ndo zvinotaura kosero dzevana izvo.
That was Pamela Morima of the organization Justice for Children talking to our reporters outside the court today. Another lawyer for the accused, Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, elaborated.
We are coming out of court again, day two of our bail application. This morning we were unable to proceed with the bail application. An issue of importance was raised regarding the rights of a minor child whom I mentioned yesterday as being part of the 25 arrested. There was an application either to separate trial or to have the trial in camera. Obviously, the issue was of much concern as there are 24 others who have a right to be tried in public. In the presence of the media, in the presence of their relatives, in the presence of their friends. So the court is now adjourned to consider submissions that we made on that particular aspect, and will then decide whether the child will be separated, whether the court will be cleared, or whether the trial will just proceed as is. So we will come back tomorrow at 11:15, hopefully for the ruling and then continuation with the bail hearing. In the meantime, it is also important that I announce that our Honorable Mashinga Uta, who was said yesterday in court to be a fugitive from justice, has handed himself over to the police this morning. He was accompanied to Harare Central CID Law and Order by his lawyer, Mr. Darlington Marange. So he is now in police custody. It's an issue that will also raise as and when our opportunity to address court on the bail is concerned. That is the update that we have for this for today, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde for the opposition CCC members arrested at the weekend and currently in jail. Umsekelo Sikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Gift Ostalosi Ziva uthe amalunga abo kumele akhululwe ngoba ebotshelwe ize.
EZimbabwe silenkinga mayelana ngokusebenza komthetho elizwe ngenxa yokubana ke sikhangelele ukuthi abantu labo kufanele bephile ibail ngenxa yokuthi abala macala abawenzileyo. Sathi le meeting umhlangano i-CCC asowo nhlanganiso yabhanwana, inhlanganiso e-operator okusemthethweni okubalik content. Ngakubiza ukhetho kufanele kube le-competition. I-competition itho ukuthi kufanele liye campaigna, kufanele lironge. Thina njenge-CCC besemhlangano o-private asikhangelelanga ukubana ke umhlangano lo ufanele uclear ngenxa yokubana umthetho weZimbabwe uyavumela ukuthi abantu benze amamithingi abo ke in private. Nxa yokuthi siyake labe siyakhona phambili ama-public mean njengamara siyabhuka ngoba umthetho siyawazi, kodwa esikubonayo ukubana ke kulokhu sitshenziswa komthetho akhene thina yikho sikhuluma ngendaba ke ye-animal farm kingdom ukubana umthetho susetshenziswa ukubana uncindezele abanye uvumele abanye.
CCC deputy spokesperson the Gift Ostalosi Ziva talking to our reporters in Harare today. To help us dissect this hot button issue, we are joined by opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Moringai, and ZANU-PF youth leader for Bulawayo, Mr. Freedom Murechu. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Moringai. We saw Mr. Moringai, members of your party, 25, 26, being arrested at the weekend for allegedly convening an illegal meeting in Budiriro. They appeared in court yesterday. They were back in court today. There is a growing sentiment that members of your party are being victimized ahead of elections this year. What's your take on what's happening?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. We have said these things for a long time, that ZANU-PF as a party has no plan for Zimbabweans. What they have majored on is the minor of arresting, intimidating, torturing, and keeping our people away from serving the nation. We have seen that this is a continuous assault on the very freedoms that our Constitution gives us. That one bail is allowed. We have seen that Honorable Kala is still in prison 7 months with no court date or bail being allowed for him. So we are saying to the world, ZANU-PF, since its formation, has no plan for the people of Zimbabwe like we, the Triple C, have offered an alternative that is very visionary and freedoms for all people in our country.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Moringai, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Mr. Murechu. Freedom Murechu is a ZANU-PF youth leader in Bulawayo. The Triple C, Mr. Murechu, is saying its members are being victimized by the ZANU-PF government ahead of elections. What say you?
Well, thank you for having me. My take on this matter is that I think there's no victimization whatsoever. It's just, it's a game that we now know that every time toward the elections, our opposition members, opposition, friends, should I say, they do some other things that they know that, it's against the law. You know, the law is the law. There's no selective application of the law. Even us as ZANU-PF, we also apply whenever we want to hold our own meetings. We apply to the police and we get cleared. And these guys do these meetings without, authorization from the police, knowing that they'll get arrested. And, I know, towards the election, you get free publicity for being arrested and you know, start getting sympathy from the people. So this is a game that we know that they're good at it. But the students in Zimbabwe are now very much aware of that game. But they also want good some publicity by getting arrested and say they start crying foul to the Westerners and say, look at what ZANU-PF is doing, they're arresting us and whatnot, so that the image of Zimbabwe, will be trained and so forth. So we're used to it. And I think the people of Zimbabwe now, they are also aware of that.
Kodwa Murechu umhlangano lo bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yomuntu aso rale ukuthi bekudingakala ukuthi abe Triple C bacele imvumo emapholiseni kumbe bazise amapholisa bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yelunga le Triple C babotshwe ngaliphi-ke khonapho ngawuphi umthetho ngoba umthetho othi nxa usenza irali kumbe umhlangano opublic kulapho ongazisa khona amapholisa kodwa lowo ubungumhlangano osendlini yomuntu
and njengoba ukhuluma mnumzana ukuthi umhlangano lo uthi ngabantu be-Triple C akade behlangene ubungumhlangano also yikho you can't say umhlangano it was a private meeting, yet you are very clear to say abo amalunga opposition abothiwe sezimhlangano. Ungumhlangano weTriple C. And what you should know is that in Zimbabwe we have got our security sector which is very, very vigilant and there's what we call counter intelligence. Yesterday we received people being arrested after they've done something wrong. This time around, people will be arrested while they are planning something. So that's how our law enforcement has been doing it, and the intelligence guys are there to pick up such kind of information. So I think Umshangano is very clear. We say Abant Lara and Abant Yoto, we say Umshangano. Napa is in venue, also feet, but also like boom, camera, and tape. Everything very clear. I don't say, let's make it any of the water. So you could make a meeting planned here, you may plan the meeting towards the migration that day. So it was a political meeting. They have to go and apply to the police, now move as a long term, so that they're cleared. And it's for their own good, because these days we've been hearing a lot of issues, which are abantu bangenele besezimhlangano bayathakwa so amapholisa akhona ukuthi bebavikele and it's not like abafundi bezimhlangano bengahamba emapholiseni bebhukha umhlangano wabo they are protected by the law of Zimbabwe amapholisa azabakhona so that kungabi nabanye abantu ababuyayo bezofuna ukubaphambanisa umhlangano wabo that's it
Mhm. Ah kodwa kulomahluko khona apho mnumzana Murechu akula mthetho othi nxa abantu besenza umhlangano o private, there is a difference between a public meeting and a private meeting, and umthetho wemopa ukhuluma ngepublic a meeting kodwa lapha umhlangano lo ubusendlini yomuntu ikho I triple C isithi cha abantu laba babothelwe ize ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho public ngize kuwe mnumzana Muringai murukunzwa ba freedom kureshi vari kutaura hanza hapana zvekuti private meeting kana kuti musangano uri public nhengo dzenyu dzakapara mhosva apa nekusangana dzisina kuzivisa mapurisa
tinoziva isusu kuti ZANU PF is an organization isingateedzere mutemo wayo waunomboiswa pasi tikuona kuti Mr. Mrechi vari kutaura dhanzi vada kuti protecta muprivate meeting yemumba which is undemocratic according to MOPA rules dzavakanyora ivo pachavo dzekusungirira vanhu kuti kana vachida kuita meeting unofanira kuita application to the law kana iri rally a private meeting in the house manyatsovatsanangurira zvakanaka has got nothing to do with the disturbance of peace or anything to do with the disturbance yevanhu in the area yanga iri mumba ma MPU edu vamachingauta and people were peacefully discussing issues that were going on. ZANU PF has the tendency yekufungira kuti anywhere panosangana vanhu triple C they are planning something of which we are planning the development of our people. We are planning to bring a new government ichapa vanhu a freedom yavakarwira iwo ZANU PF nguva yehondo. Saka zvavari kungotaura zvekuda kusunga vanhu means kuti ivo vave kutya kuti ndofunga triple C yada kutitorera power and all these other things. But hapana zvakadaro. Isusu we a peaceful party. We've been peaceful from the beginning. Hapana kana mirizhongo yatatanga. Asi tungoona mapurisa ari kuabuzwa ne state kuti vatore one side all the time.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai for those just joining us. This is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition CCC members. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sana kusithuma singumsakazi weStudio 7 njalo kuhlelo njengokusho kwami sikhuluma ngokubotshwa kwamalunga eCCC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sile siphathamandla seCCC umnumzana Tim Muringai kanye lo mnumzana Freedom Murechu umholi wabasakhula beZANU PF kobulawayo. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Vachangotibata inepfenyuro yeStudio 7 uyezve tiri pachirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekusungwa kwenhengo dzebato rinopikisa reCCC, iro riri kuchema-chema richiti Nengo zaro za kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU PF pamberi pesarudzo mimwezi zvichaitwa mimwezi mishoma inotevera. Nhasi muchirongwa hatina vatimuringai veTripoC muno muNorth America pamwe chete nava Freedom Murechu vebato reZANU PF kuBulawayo. Mpenduke kuwe mnumzana Murechu. There is a feeling among the legal fraternity, among the opposition, that police are taking the side of ZANU PF. They are not being impartial in their discharge of duty, especially as we head towards the 2023 elections. Murugushwana Oseva Murechu.
Dinya kungo tichete wanu wanengo ashida kuchaga chini chete ne publicity. Tatu there's no selective application. Yemutemo kunjande ZANU PF kapa AMTC. Ne wanu wedi sisi wanu sumwa ne police because police aishi ZANU PF. Police ndiye mika yesi. So ne wanu wedi ne sisi wanu sumwa au taka apana selective application. Dan waka shingwa last time waka mbushingwa MP wedi wa inzi wakereke waka nga pomi wale waka shingwa waka nga uchiri a justice naya wajile jena waka mbushingwa avutila kubotanga kutawura kutumapurisa haku victima wika ma MPs waka wanda hivi ni maite hivi kutila wayo wantai mago waka mbushingwa hapinga kumboti mapurisa haku tora masaiti kana haku shingwa waneza niki fustere kufura wane opposition. Atinangu bo complain. Hapana selective application
asi izozo inya zisine ine zvematongero enyika va Murechu. Panyaze zvematongero enyika apa tirikuona pane nhengo dzenyu dzinombochisidzira dzinombokurudzira mhirizhonga kuti vashamisa ngavaurawe asi pari zvinhu hasati dzasungwa nanhasi.
Inini maka vanhu vanofarira mahuman rights vachiti vanhu ngavave nemarights avo vanhu ngavave nemarights avo. Purezidendi wedu anotwitwa every day, almost every day paFacebook, paTwitter vachitwitwa nezvimwe zvinyadzi zvinosingamboiti. Hatina kumboona munhu wani akambosungwa kunzi atwika president, because president akati ho vanhu vanoda marights.
Vamureshu ndikubate muromo. Vanhu vakawanda vanogara vachisungwa apa vachinzi vatuka mutungamiri wenyika. Vakawandisa mhero kuti hamuzionere nyaya dzacho mumatare. Asi batai makadaro mbotora mtereri sithatu mlaleli kwele South Africa uroy mtereri makadi yenyu
makasimba angu baba makasimba
aiwa takasimba kana makasimba wo mapinda muchirongwa tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Totenda asiwa nokuti ndamusira muchirongwa.
Dziri kushungurudzwa here nhengo dzeTripoC? Dzirikuti dziri kushungurudzwa asi ZANU PF iri kuti handizvo. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Izvi zviri pachena zvazvidibare hazvidibare vakuru vangu vasingoti isi tinongoguma tichiti Mwari dai vapindura nokuti hakutenderwi kukosera wakosekare weTripoC watopinda dambudziko. Vanobva vatomuka zvenze chaire chaire kuti asekutoti kriminari ya handizivi kuti dandobato rega here iyo ZANU PF munyika umu dai Mwari atingira nekuti mwoyo wavanawo chaiwo chaiwo totoshaya kuti zvinombofamba sei kuti tatinokukawo here kana kuti iyo nyika mano yakati havaionewo here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe havanoramba saka tichata sei mani.
Ameno tobvunza imimi vavaroi poitwa sei?
Ndozvetiri kutaura kuti dai vagona kupa vanhu mukana vanokambena vachikambena vanotaurawo nezveshokore TripoC vachitaura vari free taivo nekuti ZANU PF vari free kuita zvavanodi zvavanoda nguva nenguva Taka ba wapa wano kwa nisa weti pusi wapu pari jira wano. Chione wakuti zino mbi hati. Kete kufundu sila nukuru wano. No zavaru kuitesu.
I was not in the Negupina Mishronga Mkoma Roy.
Ah, no, did not end up, Baba, did not end.
Thank you very much. Namzana Moringai, Vako Navanya Vakala, Lapa Vati, Yevo Amalunga Ene, Nabe Sugulu Zagotwa, Ivan Lale, Nulalo, Lungani Galila Direction, Umkokelwe, Nubabu Chami, Sungani Gautopi, Usumchina. Ungani ya lasega nje skati nesinengi vacho njalu abanye utini wena ngaloko
nyabonga nkomo hai pati mfunuti li lungi selapa gate kukuluma kona umrechu bebefagi mpiki chayami hai ansiyo so ngantua gulibwe yule confusion bitan
sorry za kuluma labo producer ba I'm sorry.
Alright, no problem. So, mina ngati konapo, magu ngela plani o vesiti o Babu Chamisa is not doing the right job. Why is ZANU-PF arresting all our leaders? In an independent democratic country like Zimbabwe, which has peaceful people, why are they pushing the narrative that all our MPs are being arrested? We have Babu Job's color. Has been in Etilongweni for the past 7 months with no reprieve. Bail has been refused for him for 7 to 8 times. Katesi sebebophe champion in chief owns the organizing umnumzana uchibaya lo umnumzana machingeuta kwakulo umnumzana sithole. In a country that is democratic and peaceful, akulampi akulabantu abahlukuluza except ZANU-PF. So thina sesikhangela uMongameli welizwe uEmerson Mnangagwa City. He is the head of all security apparatus in Zimbabwe. Is he the one that is behind this to take away the fire that the Zimbabweans have got now to remove at the ZANU-PF government? So I think esikubona is all these things that they have had. Wabula umbone ninube, we know that last year during the March elections, wabula wabanyi HUA shelapana, and they keep on doing this to dissuade and discourage our people. But one thing we know about Zimbabwe is we shall overcome. There is no fear anymore. We are going to vote ZANU-PF out, no matter what they do.
Siyabonga Mringa is kati, sibuyele kumurecho as we close. Amresho ubusithwe nabantu abasabosha ngokuthethu uMongameli bengisithi mina bahlala bebosha abantu almost every week. Kodwa kungelani lalokho usigqibela uhlelo ngamafithane. Uyamuzwa baba uMringayo uthi liyesaba nje iko libahlukuluza lesabukhetho.
Yo yamuzwa kodwa no ayibona ngani into ayikhulumayo lokho uyazisiphela. ZANU-PF vele ayesazi lutho and siyekhethweni lolu siyakwazi ukuthi vele isine kudala ngoba siphathe lama-structures sisingene ebantwini and siyakwazi abantu abazivota ngokuningi babo futhi i-ZANU-PF. I-ZANU-PF kayindawo, I want to make it very clear to Comrade Mringayo that ZANU-PF is going nowhere and okuzahamba namanzi lamagesi ematowns lapha abalokuza ngathi namanzi omatowns lawa arana yi-opposition yiko kuzabe kuhamba kuphela kothi ZANU-PF not going anywhere.
Siyabonga, siyabonga, and that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests. That's Mr. Timuringayo of the Triple C, as well as Freedom Morechu of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to you, the viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. I'm your host, Tumamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.